Potsters, what if I were to tell you that I had the key to finding your way back to yourself when you lose yourself a little bit, or to getting grounded again when things seem a little bit out of whack, or your guideline or your true north when you need to make a decision about your life and your goals and your career and how you're living your life? If I told you I had the key, would you want to hear it? Would you want to? I think you would, Podsters. I think you would. And that's what we're doing today. Today, we're going to go deep on your values. And it's a brief but powerful exercise, or a brief and powerful exercise, which is going to help you identify, define, express, or articulate, activate, and live your values. What that means, Podsters, is that this is how you live your truth. You go through this exercise, you refer back to this exercise, and this is your true north, and it will take you wherever you want to go. So buckle up. Here we go, Podsters. Are you ready to speak up, stand out, and get your seat at the table? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unmute Yourself, the podcast where you'll get real-life anecdotes and actionable tools for you to step into your strengths, debunk imposter syndrome, truly know your worth, and show up like you own the room every time. I'm your host, Nancy Medoff, who did the thing and followed my passion for empowering women like you to unleash that inner spark and become who you know you are meant to be. I'm a diehard foodie with a raging Skittles habit who will not stop until women everywhere unmute themselves and truly thrive at work, at home, or wherever you may be. Let's do this. Okay, Podsters. So here's what we're going to do. You have a link in the show notes to print out a grid, if you will, of a number of values. I think I have like probably 70 or 80 different values listed there. I'm not going to read them all off. I did start to do that for the record, and it was taking way too long. So you're going to print these out. And if you can't and you want to follow along with the exercise, that's okay. I'm going to ask you to choose your values. So, and you can just come up with these. Is it confidence? Is it career? Is it family? Is it balance? Is it joy? Is it ease? Is it success? Is it being of service? Is it resiliency? Is it kindness? You know, what is it that is so incredibly important to you that you have to have this in your life? Is it courage? Is it curiosity, creativity? So I'm listing all these out if you're trying to come up with them. So pause the recording if you need to, and really think about what is most important to you in terms of values. I want you to write them all down and then come back. So if you're following along and you're on the grid, you will have circled your top 10. If you're in the exercise that I gave you, circle your top 10 values. So this could be any number of, or any combination of the values that are listed on this grid. And if you're not following along on the grid and you wrote them down, if you don't have 10 values, that's okay. If you have 20 values, I want you to try to narrow it down to 10. So let's pause, and you're going to narrow it down to 10. And if you're following along in the exercise, you're going to circle your top 10. So now you're going to, out of those 10, you have to choose three. And this is going to be hard, because if there are five things that are really, really important to you, it's hard to prioritize them because they're all important. You will exhaust yourself. You will put unrealistic expectations on yourself, and you will never feel fulfilled if you try to achieve all of, or try to live in all of these values that you listed. So you have to break it down to three. So I'm going to ask you to pause and really think about it and break it down to three. Okay. So if you've narrowed it down to your top three, and I'm going to share with you mine. So my top three are integrity, trust, and joy. So these right now in my life are what are most important to me. So if I'm not able to live my life with integrity, that is a very red flag. If something's happening around me, and it's interesting because trust, as I mentioned, it's changed. It used to be me having trust in my leadership, and now it's people trusting that I'm going to help them, people trusting that I have their best interest at heart, people trusting that I am authentic and that I am who I say I am, and I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. And then joy to me is, joy is everything, because what's it all worth if you can't live your life with joy? You can have $1 million in the bank, but if you're miserable, what's the point? You can be surrounded by family and friends and living this beautiful life, but if it's not bringing you joy, you need to reevaluate. So to me, joy is everything right now, right now. So now that you've identified these top three, these are your value pillars. And I put a little page on the worksheet. So it's pillar one, pillar two, pillar three. So again, for me, it's integrity. It's trust. You know what? I'm going to change that. Actually, I'm going to go authenticity. They're my values and I can change them if I want to. Integrity, authenticity, and joy. Because to me, authenticity, it also speaks to trust. So if I'm authentic, then people trust that what I'm speaking is the truth. So integrity, authenticity, and joy. So those are my three. And I'd love to hear what your three are, Podsters, by the way. Shoot me a note. I know a lot of you have been hitting me up on Instagram lately. That's and LinkedIn, your notes, I see them and I respond to them and they bring me so much joy. And that's one of my values. So let me know what they are. So these three pillars, this is your true north. And this is where, if something's happening and you're feeling unbalanced or you're feeling off, or you're feeling like you're spiraling, which again, it happened to me. And when I get some distance, I will come back and talk to you about it. That's what you go back to. And it's like, well, what's happening with me right now? And for me, it was my integrity was being challenged. I wasn't experiencing a lot of joy. And, you know, I'm always going to be authentic, but my authenticity was being challenged too. So when there was an attack on my values, it really, really, it was something. So, and I don't want that to happen to anyone else. So these are your three values, your three pillars, your true north, whatever you want to call it. So this is where, let's say you're interviewing for a job and you're not quite sure if it's the right fit for you. Will it allow me to live these three values? Let's say it's a client and you're not sure you want to take on this client. And I know there are a lot of us out here who we take on, you know, we talk to a client and we're like, I'm not sure if this is going to be a great fit, but boy, I could really use the revenue right now, or I'm not sure if it's the right fit. I know I can help them and I want to help them. Go back to this true north. Will this allow you to live your truth and live in these values? If it's a project, if it's a partner, I mean, if you're thinking about your relationship and your relationship isn't aligned with these values, that's something that you need to take a look at and see what's going on. And if it's something that can be repaired or restored or reframed or whatever you want to use there. And I think I wish I had seen sooner that this is what was happening. Oh, now I get it. I'm not living my truth. I'm not able to live. Well, I was able to, but I wasn't living my truth because I was getting caught up in this stuff. And the minute I cleared my schedule, cleared my calendar, shushed, and was just quiet for an extended period of time, I realized, okay, well, this is it. I forgot who I was, Podsters. And I'm going to get a little choked up because you need to remember who you are, because when your values are challenged and your beliefs are challenged and you're out of whack, and there's all these red flags and you don't know what to do, it's really easy to forget who you are. Remember who you are. That will always bring you back to your true north. And that was something I wish I had done sooner. I've done it. I'm back. I know who I am and I remember who I am and I'm back and ready. So that's what I have for you today, Podsters. It's a shorty episode. I'm lining up some guests for upcoming episodes I think you're really going to enjoy. I am still on a buzz and a huge high from last week's podcast, which was a collaboration with Brenda Johnston. If you haven't caught us yet on Thrive Live on Thursdays, we're Instagram Live every Thursday, 11:45. We hop on for about 15 minutes and we talk about what's top of mind. Last week, we talked about values and living your core values. The week before that, we talked about what's getting in your way and what's getting in the way of your success. So I'd love to see you there. It's an open invitation. Keep all the DMs and emails coming. And they mean so, so much to me. And by the way, we are in 55 countries now. I am so grateful for all of you and for sharing these episodes and for When I get a note that says, hey, I just did XYZ that I learned from you or from your podcast or one of your trainings, it is everything that I need to keep going. And I appreciate it so much. So Podsters, thank you. Thank you for showing up here week after week. I am going to be back next week with an epic episode. And until then, peace out. Let me know your values. I'll hold you accountable. And if you need help, let me know and I'll help you through it. See you next week, Podsters. That's a wrap, Podsters. And before we go, I ask you, what's one thing from today's episode that you will use this week to unmute yourself? DM me, email me, send a smoke signal, whatever you need to do. Let me know what you're going to do differently. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know and leave a 5-star review on Apple. This helps me spread our message of empowerment to more people worldwide. Let's do this.